Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine returning today and a high nearing 54. Wind staying fairly breezy out of the south between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight tonight and a low around 32. Staying mostly sunny as we head in through Thursday and our high nearing 59. Mostly cloudy Thursday night and a low around 34. South winds around 5 miles per hour. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt's office as a Coffeyville man pleaded no contest to first-degree murder for a 2019 shooting death in southeast Kansas. Schmidt's office said Benjamin Job Mason II, 20 of Coffeyville, entered the new contest plea on Monday afternoon in Montgomery County. Mason was convicted for his role in the 2019 murder of Kimberly Meeks, 19, in Independence. Some Native American students at the University of Kansas want a say in criminal cases involving vandalism and thefts at the Native Host Art Exhibit. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that members of the First Nations Student Association have asked the Douglas County District Attorney's Office to include them in processing of the criminal cases. Doctoral student D'Arlen Bell says the crimes made Native American students feel targeted. Both crimes happened in September. Two students are charged in the theft. No charges have been filed in the vandalism. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Sheriff Brian Hill announced the final results of the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office's recent Operation Grinch that occurred Sunday, December 12th through Saturday, December 18th. During Operation Grinch, law enforcement officers with the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office and the Topeka Police Department joined together to target individuals with burglary and theft warrants for their arrest. A total of 271 warrants were attempted to be served. Of those, 53 warrants were successfully served, including 20 felony warrants, 24 misdemeanor warrants, and 9 City of Topeka warrants. Card skimmers are at it again. Wellington Police Department reports multiple cases this week, and this time the information to copy your account is hidden inside the gas pumps. Sedgwick County Sheriff Jeff Easter said, "We've seen this before, so it's no surprise to have cases nearby in Wellington." Wellington PD wants to hear from you if you recently used a gas station in town and money has gone missing from your account. The Wellington PD number is 620-326-3331. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Court documents show that a Nebraska man was shot after social media posts resulted in a case of mistaken identity. The Omaha World-Herald obtained court documents in the August shooting in suburban Omaha. Manuel L. Mata was arrested on suspicion of assault and weapons charges. A couple was test driving a gold Honda Accord when they stopped at a park. A car pulled behind them and a man fired into the car. The driver was struck. Authorities say Mata had been following social media posts about thefts from cars, including a car owned by a woman he lived with. The Honda bore some resemblance to the suspect vehicle, but was not involved in the thefts. The last Nebraska community still requiring masks is dropping its mandate. Lincoln-Lancaster County Health Director Pat Lopez said in a news conference Tuesday that a health order requiring indoor masking will expire at the end of the day Thursday. The county reinstated the mask requirement in August amid the Delta surge. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Gierking. Even as active COVID cases continue to decline in Marshall County, and at 36 earlier this week included 6 hospitalizations, local officials remind you to be mindful this holiday season, covering your face if coughing or sneezing, stay home if sick, and consider wearing a mask if in a group of people vaccinated or unvaccinated. Noting a new variant, the Omicron, circling in Kansas. They're not clear on its strength, level of infectiousness, or level of sickness it causes. They will be providing additional information. The health department will be testing only those with symptoms on Wednesday, closing at noon, and will be closed Thursday and Friday. They will resume testing December 27th. The active cases again at 36. They were at a recent high, over 200, and there are 6 remaining hospitalized. Washington County provided an update for county commissioners but did not provide active COVID case numbers at Monday's meeting. The Marshall County Courthouse will close at noon Wednesday and remain closed Thursday and Friday this week for Christmas. Courthouse will be closed to the public all day Friday, December 31st for year-end balancing and will be closed Monday, January 3rd for New Year's. The Washington County Courthouse will be closed this Friday as well as Monday, December 27th for Christmas. They will be open December 31st until noon, closing early for New Year's. Kansas Department of Transportation recently approved bids for construction projects, including a bridge replacement on Ash Creek, a mile west and 3 south of Washington, in the amount of $693,000. Another project involving crack repair in Washington County from Palmer East to the Highway Junction, and along K-9 from the Clay County line north 13 miles for a bid of $55,000. Work has begun replacing missing traffic signs statewide that were damaged or blown down in last week's windstorm, primarily in central and western parts of the state. If anyone is aware of signs that are down or blown away from the road, please contact the local Department of Transportation office or email them with the detail of that location. An injury accident was reported in Washington County December 8th. Shelly McLean of Hanover struck a cow owned by Larry Heenick of Hanover on K-148. The driver was transported to Washington County Hospital. John A. Runnebaum, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for John Runnebaum. Lila Jean Ampey McKenzie, age 91, of North Glen, Colorado, formerly of Washington, passed away October 23rd. There will be a celebration of life service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Lila Jean Ampey McKenzie. Wayne Luters, age 70, of Herkimer, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Wayne Luters. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, sausage gravy with a biscuit, diced potatoes with veggies, and fresh fruit. They will be closed Thursday and Friday, and will be open again Monday. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Breakfast is back, one day only, Friday, December 24th at the Wagon Wheel in Marysville. A special limited menu, 7 to 11 this Friday morning at the Wagon Wheel. Reminding you, buy four $25 gift cards, get two $25 gift cards free now through Christmas Eve. They'll be closing at 2 p.m. on Friday.
Amidst the Christmas cards, eggnog, cookies, family, friends, and mounds of presents, may your hearts be filled with contentment and joy. Season's greetings from Temp's Disposal in Marysville.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville wishes you all the joys of the holiday season and happiness throughout the new year. May the joys and blessings of the holiday season fill your home throughout the year. Joy, joy, joy. From Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
As you relish the goodies, decorate every nook and corner of your home, and enjoy the get-togethers, Kick Hafer and Bussing Certified Public Accountants in Marysville hope that the joy and festivities continue to radiate in your lives long after Christmas is gone.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As we head in through Wednesday, an upper-level ridge will start to move through our region, which will continue to warm our already above-average temperatures. Typically for December 22nd, we can expect to see highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Kansas, and the mid-30s and mid-40s throughout Missouri. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Missouri. Along with warmer temperatures, we will continue to see clear skies and sunshine. For today's forecast, sunny and a high nearing 54. Staying fairly clear overnight tonight with a low around 30. Sunny and a high of 61 on Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December, 41. Record high on this date, 69. The average low, 21. And the record low was 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:08. It's 27 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 22nd of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows Bite Me Barbecue offers some of the best barbecue, but did you know they also offer the best Christmas stocking stuffers? If you head down to Bite Me Barbecue today, you can buy a $30 gift card for only $20. So what are you waiting for? Head down to Bite Me Barbecue today to take advantage of this limited time offer.
A Tuesday night doubleheader to close out week 15 in the NFL. Morning there, you. Chuck Sievertson reporting on sports. Faced with a COVID outbreak and uncertainty over who would play, quarterback Matthew Stafford and receiver Cooper Kupp put the Rams on their shoulders in a showdown with the Seahawks.
3-by-2, trips to his left. That's where he looks initially, gets through it, drives the ball down the right seam. Cooper Kupp has the catch, middle of the field, at the 10, 5, touchdown!
The call on ESPN LA 710. Stafford and Kupp connected for a pair of touchdowns, including this decisive 29-yarder in the fourth quarter. Los Angeles topped Seattle 20-10 to pull even with the Cardinals atop the NFC West. After starting the season 3-6, things are suddenly looking more sunny in Philadelphia.
Hurts again is rolling. He's looking. He is firing. It is caught. Touchdown!
On WIP, despite committing two early turnovers, Jalen Hurts rebounded for two rushing touchdowns and one passing in the Eagles' 27-17 win over the Washington football team. Citing uncertainty over the spreading Omicron variant, the NHL and its Players Association said they will not participate in the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The league has postponed 50 games because of outbreaks and will pause the season through Christmas beginning today. As for the final game before the break, the Lightning used a furious late-game rally to reclaim their spot as the NHL's top team.
Right circle Palat, center point Hedman, left circle Stamkos. Shoots! Score!
On WFLA, Steven Stamkos' power play goal, part of three, unanswered, scored by Tampa in their 4-3 win over the Golden Knights. NBA, the Suns' Devin Booker appears to have regained his old form.
Booker fakes like he's going to drive, now steps to his right, fires a three over Westbrook and cans it.
On KMVP, in his second game back from a hamstring injury, Booker scored a team-high 24 points. Phoenix cruise past the skidding Lakers, 108-90. Chuck Sievertson,
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus live broadcast home and away Marysville High games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with area games live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled military veterans to know how much they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for America. This holiday season, take the time to let them know that they are in our thoughts. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Environmental Protection Agency is reviewing further restrictions on its over-the-top applications of dicamba, announcing yesterday that curbs imposed this year had failed to reduce complaints of herbicide drift. But the agency didn't set any new restrictions for the 2022 growing season and said that training programs using the 2021 restrictions could continue. The agency said it would work with states that want to further restrict or narrow the over-the-top uses of the herbicide. The agency is reviewing whether over-the-top dicamba can be used in a manner that does not pose unreasonable risk to non-target crops and other plants or to listed species in their designated critical habitats, EPA said in an update on dicamba. Now, despite this year's control measures, incident reports for 2021 show little change in number, severity, or geographic existence of dicamba-related incident. The agency said it received nearly 3,500 reports in 2021 alleging effects from dicamba drift onto various non-target crops, and that actual number was likely higher. University-level researchers say pork prices, not industry profits, are rising. Economists from Iowa State and North Carolina State University released a report that shows the prices are rising due to increased transportation costs, supply bottlenecks, and delays in increased labor costs through the supply chain caused or intensified by the COVID-19 pandemic. Pork producer President Jen Sorensen said increased profits, whether at the retail, wholesale, or farm level, are likely not to be a significant contributor to the rising prices. Other factors include a 2.5% loss in pork packing capacity that resulted from a federal court order stopping faster harvest speed lines, along with higher energy costs, rising feed costs, and a shortage of workers. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from the Good American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday morning to you. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. It was a good day in trading yesterday. A lot of green on the board. Corn, wheat, soybeans all did higher. Cotton and oats had a decent day as well. Livestock even saw some green, even with the slower trading that's going on. As things do begin to wind down going into the holiday again, this is the last of 2 days of full trading before the Christmas celebration on Friday, where markets will be closed. Yesterday, we saw mostly green, as we mentioned, with March corn wrapping up 7.25, sitting at 5.98 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March was up by 28 1/4 at 8.41 1/2. So some decent gains there. That's 2 days in a row that wheat was on the uptrend. Soybeans as well, they saw some decent gains, up 15 3/4 for the January beans at 13.08. The meal for January was up $7.80 at 3.94 even, and the bean oil for January up 96 cents, almost a buck there, sitting at 53.90. They started off in the red and saw them trend upward as the day went along yesterday. Cotton market as well, they had a good day. It was was trending near $2 up for most of the day, but things did slow down just a little bit as the day went along. Still some positive numbers, though. March cotton wrapped up $1.73 higher at $107.27. May was up $1.40 at $105.23. In the canola market, January was up $9.40 yesterday at $10.22.60, so that was good news. And in the oats market, not quite enough to regain the losses they had on Monday. That was down near 40 cents. But we did see some green yesterday to slowly start rebuilding as March oats were up by 4.5 yesterday at 666 and 3/4. Livestock market had a decent day on Tuesday as well. Mostly higher. Their live cattle for December wrapped up $1.05 higher at $135.52. The feeder cattle for January was up $1.62 at $160.85. And lean hogs had a steady day at $2.95 up at $82.42, with the April lean hogs up by $2.07 at $85.57. So we'll see what markets do today for a Wednesday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com. For the colder weather, shop a selection of outerwear by Harriott, Byrne, and Wrangler at Fashion Direct in Marysville. Sturdy footwear includes Double H boots, Timberland Pro, Harriott, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, plus Red Wing shoes. They have Christmas gift ideas, too, including a selection of toys, lots of jewelry. How about jeans, shirts, something for everyone at Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Find them on Facebook, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply.
Will your fresh-cut tree survive the holiday season? Some revival tips today for sagging spruce and fading firs on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 22nd. It is the 356th day of the year, and television journalist Diane Sawyer celebrates a birthday. The last thing you want before the big day is a fresh-cut tree that's dried and faded before its time. Here's a few tips from the Almanac for keeping your tree a festive centerpiece. Your evergreen will get a lift from a can of lemon-lime soda added to the tree water. Avoid spills around the base by watering with ice cubes and the tree sand. If your cat is making mischief in the tree, try wrapping the lower trunk with aluminum foil. And after wrapping gifts, save the gift wrap scraps for making paper chains. Wrap them around the tree for an extra decorative touch. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 27 degrees this morning. And on this first full day of winter, highs around 50 on tap again.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Marquise Noel and Nigel Pack dropped 18 points apiece. Selton Miguel dropped 17, and the Wildcats stormed back from an early deficit to beat the McNeese State Cowboys 74-59 last night in Bramlage Coliseum. The next matchup for K-State has been slightly unclear. The Wildcats were scheduled to play Morgan State on December 29th, but they just entered COVID protocols, and that match might end up being canceled. Should the Wildcats be unable to replace that matchup, their next game will be the conference opener playing the Oklahoma Sooners in Norman, Oklahoma on January 1st. The Kansas men's basketball team had to cancel their game with Colorado scheduled for last night. They were scheduled to play Colorado in Boulder, but the Buffalo team announced the cancellation less than 2 hours before the game was scheduled for tip-off due to COVID-related protocols. Kansas's next basketball game is scheduled for December 29th against Harvard. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Hunter's headquarters salutes the United States Armed Forces and wishes happy 2022. May this new year find the brave men and women at home with their friends and family. Happy New Year from the patriotic staff at Hunter's headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run. This New Year's, Blue Valley Door Company hopes the men and women of the military are staying safe. Happy 2022 from all of us at Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice. Service and install all types of doors and openers. Seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers. Hamas Trucking Incorporated understands the military life can be difficult. So in 2022, send a card or care package to a man or woman selflessly serving this great nation. Have a safe and happy new year from Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Friday night, I'm gonna pick you up. Where it goes from there don't matter much, 'cause it's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you. Heading out or hanging in, movie on the couch or a hillbilly band, girl, it's all about you. Yeah, it's all about you.